The Public News Service Daily Newscast, April the 18th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Young people interested in running for local office in New Hampshire are learning the ins and outs of organizing a successful campaign with the help of a local nonprofit.
603 Forward is a nonpartisan organization that recruits, trains, and mentors young candidates and helps them better understand the hundreds of local offices to which they can contribute. 603 Forward's Leadership Development Director, Tim Peltier, says the goal is to make running for office a more accessible and fun experience.
The hope is, one, they'll come away with a lot better understanding about how local and state government works in New Hampshire, as well as the tools for them to set up and get started to run a successful campaign.
Peltier says the average age of a Granite State legislator is 66, and that younger voices are needed to help tackle the generational challenges of affordable housing, child care, and higher education. I'm Catherine Carley reporting.
Recent town elections were also the first time many voters encountered new voter ID requirements for same-day voter registration in New Hampshire. A group of veterans is fighting back against mental health problems, and the plan for their mission is not only designed to rescue them, but also other veterans in need of assistance.
The Indiana-based program, once called Operation Combat Bike Saver, rebranded as Operation Charlie Bravo, but its goal remains intact: to prevent veteran suicides and help soldiers combat post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injuries and win the battle against depression. The idea centers around assigning the vets a new mission. It's a mission so important, it has outgrown the little backyard shed where it started in 2015 in Crown Point. Jason Zedeman is CEO of the nonprofit group and says the popular program is definitely making a difference.
I've lost count of how many veterans have told me that they're still alive today because of our place. I've actually had other family members, one specific veteran's daughter, hugged me at an anniversary party, and she whispered in my ear, "Thank you, I have my daddy back."
When first launched, the program was tailored only around motorcycles, but as Charlie Bravo evolved and membership grew, it moved into a bigger building to house its shops and tools. The operation now offers 7 programs. For anyone struggling or in crisis, help is available 24/7 by calling or texting 988, the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. I'm Joey Graham reporting.
Now from CNN, the man who shot and wounded 16-year-old Ralph Yarl, a black teen, after the teen went to the wrong home to pick up his siblings, will face 2 felony charges. Andrew Lester, an 85-year-old white man, will face charges of assault in the first degree and armed criminal action. This is Public News Service. With key deadlines approaching at the Iowa State House, advocates are calling on lawmakers to provide better wages for direct service professionals. They're also known as DSPs.
At an average of about $14 an hour, the pay is poor and the work notoriously challenging, which makes it hard for providers to attract and retain workers in the field. Mona Kenyon, the CEO of Iowa city-based Systems Unlimited, a healthcare provider company, says DSPs allow people with disabilities to stay in their home and adds direct service providers are 98% Medicaid-funded. Companies like hers are calling on the state for higher reimbursement rates.
People have other opportunities. We don't get the applications. We don't keep staff. It's a constant revolving door.
Currently, 96% of provider agencies in Iowa have staff vacancies for DSP positions. I'm Mark Moran.
And research shows college graduates have 60% more job opportunities than non-graduates.
New Mexico State University is using a $1.3 million federal grant to help students in Alamogordo near the Texas state line access services leading toward post-secondary education. NMSU's Tony Marin says the program will serve Mountain View Middle School and Alamogordo High School students in Otero County.
They would be the first in their families to potentially graduate from college. And so what we are going to do is work with the students as early as middle school and through high school to their entry into either a 2-year or a 4-year school.
The TRIO Educational Talent Search Program is administered by the U.S. Department of Education. It's meant to identify and assist individuals from disadvantaged backgrounds who have the potential to succeed in higher education. I'm Roz Brown.
Finally, our Daniel Smith lets us know a colorful orange-black insect, commonly seen flying through gardens in the Keystone State, is now closer to extinction.
In recognition of Earth Day on Saturday, experts are calling attention to the dramatic decline of the migratory monarch butterfly population. Chris Kubiak with the Audubon Society of Western Pennsylvania says, depending on the weather patterns, monarch butterflies should be seen in Pennsylvania by early July, where they look for milkweed to lay their eggs so the monarch caterpillar can feed from it.
They're important pollinators. They pollinate a lot of specific plants. They've got, I think you would say, a symbiotic relationship with milkweed. Not just the fact that certainly they need their caterpillars, that's the only species that they can lay their eggs on.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here's a radio station's big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trusted indicators at publicnewsservice.org.